Stillman & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 1025. The game. Big news yesterday that the Oakland A's were looking to relocate. And then all of a sudden, everybody was saying, you know, cities that make sense. Nashville. What about Nashville? I saw John Heyman, longtime MLB insider on MLB Network, listed Nashville as one of the places he thinks they could get the Oakland A's. And then everyone's saying, well, Jared, are we going to get a baseball team? And Ian, how often does something get put in the news cycle that revolves around Nashville getting a baseball team?
Oh, it's a couple times a year probably.
Yeah.
Maybe twice a year, something like that.
Every time everybody asks me, whatever it is that puts Nashville into the news cycle for getting a baseball team, everybody asks me and they say, Jared, are we going to get a baseball team? As if I have some sort of telescope and I know the future that would just say. And
every Do you not?
Well, every time I say, well, I'm kicking your butt in gambling, so maybe I do.
Oh,
but.
All right.
But.
You make such weak bets.
But. 11-2. But. The answer is no to this. And everybody's like, what do you mean? Yesterday, the Tennessean, and I could not even read the article because I don't have like the credentials. I don't subscribe digitally to the Tennessean, nor do I subscribe in general to the Tennessean, though I'm not anti-Tennessean like a lot of people. I just don't subscribe. The Tennessean had a headline. Could the A's leaving Oakland open the door for Major League Baseball in Nashville? And I just quote tweeted it, and I said no. And a bunch of people responded, and they were like, why not? Why not? Why can't they do? Why would they? First of all, okay, let's think about this. There are West Coast or Western United States or Pacific time zone cities that probably have more of an aptitude to build a stadium and certainly more of an appetite to build a stadium right now than Nashville does. And every time, everybody always says, well, what about the Oakland A's play in the AL West? My guess is they don't want to realign everything, which is what you would almost have to do if the Oakland A's moved out here. If the A's moved out here, you'd probably have to put them in the American League Central, and then you'd probably have to move the Kansas City Royals to the American League West. Well, I don't think Kansas City is going to be very interested in doing that. I don't think a team like that, who most of their games are in the central time zone with Chicago and Cleveland and Detroit and Minnesota, are going to want to all of a sudden put a bunch of their television games on at what would be 9 or 10 o'clock local time. So you're probably not going to be able to do that. Whereas Portland wants a team, Las Vegas wants a team, you could argue those cities are more willing to build a stadium than Nashville. It would make more sense to do that. But what I don't get is everybody just always asks the question about Major League Baseball in Nashville as if they don't know the people right now that are running Nashville and don't know how hard it would be in order to do that. So if you're going to get it, and I have always said this, and I don't understand, and again, I'm not a huge groupthink guy, and I know there are a lot of people out there that listen to this show that are very influential. But I also know there's a lot of people out there that listen to this show that perhaps hear what I say and then think, well, there's no way that could work just because they don't like me. So they just hear it and they're like, well, yeah, there's no way this could work. But this is the only plan that I think makes any sense for Nashville to get a baseball team. You brought up Caroline expansion the other day. I mean, I don't think expansion is a thing until 2030. Does anybody right now want to wait till 2030? Probably not. So even if you were to do it, you'd have to build, at that time, will probably be $3.5 billion for a stadium. You're going to have to spend about $3 billion for a stadium and then $2.5 billion in order to buy a franchise. So now you're talking about $5.5 billion in order to get a team here. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, so I rule that out. So this is the only plan that makes any sense to me. There's a group called MLB to Nashville that's selling this idea that they're going to get a team, that it's going to have minority ownership, and that they're going to have a downtown ballpark in which no taxpayer money is spent. I struggle with that. Because unless Michael Jordan and Oprah Winfrey are combining to buy a baseball team and move them there, I don't, who's got the pockets big enough to do that? So it sounds nice. It sounds interesting, all the things they've laid out, but it doesn't make any sense. Here's the only plan that works. It has to be the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, Stuart Sternberg, I think, is the guy's name. He owns the Rays. I don't know anything about him. I don't know if he has any desire to move his team to Tennessee, a la what Bud Adams did when he moved the Oilers to Nashville. I have no idea. They've tried everything to get a stadium. They've tried Tampa Bay. They've tried Clearwater. They've tried Ybor City. They've tried everything. They can't get a ballpark, and they will not play a day in that building past when their lease is up, which I believe is the end of the 2027 season. So you're looking at about 8 years until they move out. I think that it has to be a county that is not Davidson County. The elected officials in Davidson County right now would never build a ballpark for a major league team. John Cooper would never build a ballpark for a major league team. And you can sit there and say, well, I don't like John Cooper, and a lot of people don't like John Cooper. And you may be right in everything you don't like about John Cooper. I get it. Look, I have argued with John Cooper when he was Metro Council member at large over the soccer stadium, and I remember how much of a teeth-pulling that was because of him. I'm telling you, he's not building you a baseball stadium. So, there's that. So it's got to be outside of Davidson County. I do not see Davidson County and the residents inside of Davidson County electing officials who will then turn around and build a $3 billion baseball stadium. I just don't see it. It doesn't make any sense. So it has to be outside of Nashville. I don't think Williamson County wants to have a baseball team, so go ahead and cross them off. I think people in Williamson County like things the way they are. Rutherford County is the only one that makes sense. All these other places like Wilson County, or, you know, the counties that they tell you about whenever there's a storm and they interrupt the ball game to say, hey, there's a storm, here's all these counties that are in our listing area and we like. Cheatham, Wilson, you name it. I don't think that they're metropolitan or quote-unquote metropolitan. I don't think it's big enough to put an entertainment district, put a ballpark, get national people there, that kind of thing. I think it has to be Rutherford County. I think Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, has to look at themselves and say, hey, we're blowing up at an alarming rate. The amount of people that are moving to Murfreesboro are buying houses in Murfreesboro. I don't know if they've passed Chattanooga yet, but I have heard that it is not going to be long before the population of Murfreesboro surpasses Chattanooga as the fourth largest city in the state of Tennessee. Rutherford County has a hospital, a big-time hospital. They're big-time houses, big-time, you know, they are starting to really develop. Would you not want to put a ballpark there and then attract the Rays to come? If you bring the Rays, you already bring an established organization. Plus, you get the built-in fact. We're talking about the American League West trying to relocate here and how they'd have to move everything around to put, unless you wanted a Nashville team to spend most of their time on the West Coast, you'd have basically an Eastern schedule. So the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Orioles, I think they would make the prime rival the Braves. Now, I worry the Braves would step in on this and say, no, we don't want this plan, because I think the Braves feel like they have a nice little footing here in Nashville. But again, that's the only thing that makes sense to me, is for Rutherford County or another smaller county to build a ballpark and build an entertainment district around the ballpark that has multiple bars, multiple restaurants, hotels, luxury condos, just like the Braves have done with the Battery. Then once you do that, the Rays, or once you put the plans in, you then start to make a deal with the Rays. You probably need to do this around 2023, 2024. Once Tampa Bay finds out, or St. Petersburg, or wherever the hell the fans for the Rays live, once they find that out, they're not going to be happy. Then the Rays will be able to negotiate themselves out of that lease. My guess is you probably have a season at First Horizon Park. If Major League Baseball and the Sounds would allow it, you'd probably have a season at First Horizon Park, and then they would move into that new entertainment ballpark district. But it's the only thing that makes sense. It can't be in Davidson County, and it will probably cost about $2.5 to $3 billion of taxpayer money in Rutherford County in order to build. That's the only thing that makes sense to me, and I don't understand how people see any other plan and think, well, what about that plan? Like, I don't see how you can hear this plan from that MLB to Nashville organization and say, that's a good plan, because it doesn't make any sense to me. You all know me. If we could get baseball here today, I would sign up for it. But that plan doesn't make any sense. You think Mayor Cooper is going to give away free land to a Major League Baseball team and then is going to pay to build a stadium and entertainment district? No! Come on now! So that's where I look at... I mean, I'm just glad that they're getting the renovations for the Titan Stadium done, if that's in fact what ends up happening. I just don't get how anybody thinks there could be another plan that makes any sense for Major League Baseball in Nashville.
I just think it would be hard to get people on board to spend billions of dollars on a stadium and an entertainment district in Murfreesboro. And I hear you. I know.
Well, you need
that
the people
growing.
Of Murfreesboro to do it. You don't. People of Davidson County aren't doing that.
No, I know that because Murfreesboro is not in Davidson County. But I think it would be hard to get investors on board to put a ballpark in an entertainment district and invest so much into it.
It ain't investors. It's not investors that are paying the $2.5 billion for a stadium.
Who is? Taxpayers?
Taxpayers. That's the only way. It's taxpayers. That's the only way you do it. Unless Warren Buffett decides to buy a team and then, or Jeff Bezos decides to buy a team and move to Nashville, you can't do it. So it would have to be the taxpayers of Rutherford County or Cheatham County or Wilson County or somewhere else. And then they would be the Nashville team. But there is no way, as currently constructed, that you could get somebody to buy a baseball team and get a stadium built for them that is suitable for what they want in the city of Nashville. There is absolutely no other way. It's like everybody that just used to say for time and time again, college athletes, they should pay the players, pay the players. And the second somebody says that, somebody else says, so you're going to pay the women's players too? Because if you don't, then you lose Title IX funding. And if you lose Title IX funding, you can't have a school. And then everybody's like, oh, well, yeah, about that. This is the only solution that I think makes any sense. Now, again, I'm the one that came up with it, but I don't hear anybody else coming up with solutions. And so that's how I cannot, unless you could convince me Rutherford County taxpayers would pay for this, and I don't think they would, I don't see any other crack at it other than Murfreesboro saying, we want to be more on the map. You know, we want to be certainly ahead of Chattanooga. And maybe this kind of entertainment district, and because then you think you build hotels and you get bars. And what I would do is I would approach the Broadway bars downtown. I would approach the Rippies, the Tootsies, the Honky Tonk Centrals, the Tin Roofs. I would approach them and I would say, build a Murfreesboro version of Broadway. And that is the ballpark district. And you would put hotels there. And now all of a sudden, people may actually enjoy going to, you know, they may fly into B&A and then go all the way down to Rutherford County because they can have a good weekend even when there's not baseball here. You know, the Battery in Cobb County, where the Atlanta Braves play, was packed when we were there and there was no baseball. So maybe that works for them. But they would have to say, we want to be on the map. We want to be something bigger than we are. And so we're willing to pay for it. That's the only way it happened. I do not know another way that you can explain to me how this can get done. And again, it can't be the A's.
It cannot be the A's.
And I don't think it can be an expansion team. I think it has to be the Rays.
You think it can be an expansion team? It's too expensive?
Because an expansion team would require at least a $5 billion commitment. Not a $5 billion commitment from the taxpayers, but a $2.5-3 billion commitment from the owner. And then
buy the team.
And then a $2.5 billion, $3 billion commitment from the city that picks it in order to have the expansion team. Because if the franchise fee for a new team is $2.2 billion, and that's only going to go up,
which I think is still ridiculous.
It doesn't matter.
But I think that $2.2 billion for an expansion team is ridiculous.
Someone's going to pay it. All that matters in life is what someone's going to pay. Like this house right now, this one, the Green Hill Studio, I bought it in October. And I had a real estate agent tell me that it's worth 30% more now because Nashville is on fire in terms of the real estate market. Well, guess what? Your house is worth what someone's willing to pay for it. And I think someone's willing to pay $2.2 billion to get an expansion franchise. And the owners love it because that's just cash right in their pockets. And so you're talking, and I think it's only going to go up. So it's $2.2 billion there plus $2.5 billion to $3 billion for a stadium. So you're talking about $5 billion in order for an expansion team. And that's before you've got costs of, you know, minor league teams and costs of spring training facilities and all those other things. Like with the Rays, there's infrastructure in place. Mm-hmm. The Rays are like buying an already built house where you don't have to tear it down and build everything up. Right now, do you know how much expensive lumber is? If you want to buy a plot of land and build a house, it is so expensive. And that's where I think that building a franchise would be so expensive that they wouldn't do it. So, again, that's the only plan I think that makes any sense. And every other dialogue discussion, there have been questions of, why can't we? And there's an answer for every why can't we. And until someone figures out the why can't we's, there's not going to be a team here. Let's get your reaction. 615-737-1025. We'll roll right into your calls next. 615-737-1025 and your text, Stillman & Company. Delivered by TriStar Moving right here. It's ESPN 1025 The Game. We're live from the wholesaling studio. Delivered, powered by RumbleOn.com. We're delivered by TriStar Moving. And we're streaming on the Game Nashville app. Why exactly can this work for you guys and how much you guys have thought about making this work?
Well, we've spent the last 2 years thinking on the project, planning the project out, and putting in the work, studying the demographics of the city, and really getting to know what Nashville is about. And there was nothing about Nashville, and apparently there's nothing about Nashville to Major League Baseball that says that this project won't work. Major League Baseball sees Nashville as one of the up-and-coming cities for expansion baseball. And with that being said, they've done their due diligence as well. And so if Major League Baseball sees that Nashville is a place that baseball can be in the community and can flourish, we certainly see it that way as well. You do have three other major sports franchises there. But with the growth of the city, it being an entertainment mecca, we feel that baseball, you're already supporting a minor league baseball team there, and you're doing very well with that baseball team. And so at the major league level and with the surrounding areas, we believe that Major League Baseball will fit and do very well.
There you go. That works for us.
That works.
Caroline here. All right. Talking about major league teams. So people are mad at me because I say the only way I think you can get a major league team is in Murfreesboro. People are like, that is so dumb. The idea of a team in Murfreesboro is so dumb. Do people know that the Los Angeles Angels, that they play in Orange County? Do people know that the Jets and the Giants play in New Jersey? Do people know that the Rangers play in Arlington, Texas? No, they don't play in Dallas. Do they know that the Atlanta Braves play in Cobb County, Georgia? I mean, again, it would be a Nashville team, but it would be in Murfreesboro. And it's the only viable option that makes any sense to me without there just being. And I don't even know, like, what the, like, I don't know, like, the policies and the political leanings of Murfreesboro. I have a gut feeling, but I don't know. But I could see them saying, we don't want to spend $3 billion for an entertainment district. I'm saying that's your best bet. I'm telling you, Nashville ain't doing it.
I just think Murfreesboro is 40 minutes from downtown Nashville.
Ish, yeah.
That's kind of a long way to expect people to go for a baseball game. You know, people are going to Uber. Ubers in Nashville are really hard to get, and they're awfully expensive.
I don't think you make decisions about franchises based upon Uber.
I'm saying that's a part of it. I would say you could make a decision based off of franchises based off of ticket sales and people who would go to the games. I would love to go to a Sounds game because it's in my backyard and I can just walk over there. And that's great. That's so convenient. I definitely would go to a Nashville baseball game, but it would kind of be a hassle. I would expect to have to leave a lot before the game starts and get home late. And I don't think that that would be something that the people living in Nashville, in Davidson County, would want to do.
Okay, but there's more people that live in Fulton County, Georgia, that would probably support the Atlanta Braves than there are people that live in Nashville, Tennessee, that would support this team. And the Braves still moved. Like, again, people drive from Dallas to Arlington in order to go root on the Rangers. People leave New York and go to New Jersey.
How far is Arlington from Dallas, downtown Dallas? I don't think very far.
Have you ever driven around Dallas?
Yes.
It's not easy getting around Dallas all the time now.
Not always easy to get around Nashville either.
No, but my point is that if it works for them, it can work for somebody else.
And I think you also have to keep in mind that the Rangers, people are on board with the Rangers. People are big Rangers fans.
I mean, the Rays, for example, play in St. Petersburg. Like, that's not Tampa Bay. And I try to explain that people don't understand. Like, I understand what you're saying. Like, a lot of Nashville people would be inconvenienced to drive 40 minutes to go to Murfreesboro. But there's also a lot of people in Murfreesboro that would go to the thing in Murfreesboro. It's not about, you know, would they draw. I think they'd sell out for the Red Sox. I think they'd sell out for the Yankees. I think they'd sell out for the Braves. I think they'd sell out for the Cubs. I think they'd sell out when they play these games. I think they'd sell out. But it's not about, can we sell out every game? It's about, will that entertainment district generate the revenue that is worth the whole point of building it? And that is way above my pay grade before I can get into figuring that out. I'm just saying, it ain't happening in Nashville. Let's go to your phone. 615-737-1025. Bubba has been waiting patiently and is up next on a Major League Baseball stadium. Go ahead, Bubba.
Well, I finally woke up, Jared. Thank you. A couple points. One is there is land in it's already, I want to say, dedicated to the stadium, a baseball stadium in Davidson County. That's number one. Number two is...
How is it dedicated to a baseball stadium?
Because it's already planned it for it. I can't disclose where it is because of, I know about it. And it will be in a vibrant area. Let me just put it that way.
Will you tell me they're going to put a Major League Baseball stadium in Belmead?
Retail, pardon me?
Wait, they could put like a Major League Baseball stadium in Belmead? Like,
Why are you being a smartass? I didn't say Belmead, did I?
No, but you're sitting there telling me that there's a plot of land that's already reserved for a Major League Baseball stadium?
Yes, there is. Yes,
I have a really hard time believing that.
Well, whether you believe it or not, it's true. So, I mean, I know it's true.
Who's
my
reserved
customer?
It?
All right? That's number one. Number two is the taxpayers would only be on the hook because what we would do if it was, and I agree with you about Cooper, Cooper would never allow any type of funding for a stadium. That's true. But hopefully he'll be out of office within a couple years. But the other point is that the city would issue bonds like they did for the soccer stadium, and the taxpayers would only be on the hook if there was a default. And I don't see, with the enthusiasm that Middle Tennessee, and I'm talking about from the Sounds all the way down through T-ball, baseball is very vibrant here in Middle Tennessee and in Tennessee, period, in the South.
So, Bubba, I don't know what you do for a living, and I appreciate your call. I don't know what you do for a living. I know what I do for a living, and talk about sports. And I'm telling you right now, baseball talk does not move the needle. If we were to sit here and talk about, and I hear you, to the Sounds, to Little Leagues, people care. Okay. If we were to sit here and talk about the Chicago Cubs, it's not moving the needle. The Titans' schedule moves the needle. The Predators in the playoffs moves the needle. Like, I'm sorry, Vandy football does not move the needle around here. We don't talk much about it. Major League Baseball doesn't move the needle. Like, so this idea, and I hear things that I just know are not true. Now, he may be right that there's a plot of secret land that we don't know about that's reserved for a Major League Baseball team. But I'll give you an example here of just, again, and this isn't really a political leaning opinion. This is more of like a political reality opinion, which is Mayor Cooper's going to get voted out of office next time. I'll be stunned if Mayor Cooper wins re-election. Not because of how I feel about Mayor Cooper, just because I got the feeling that most people in Nashville don't really like Mayor Cooper. That's just me. And that's the vibe I get. But even the mayor before him, David Brierley, when Commissioner Rob Manfred came out and said, mentioned Nashville as a possible expansion site, I think David Brierley tweeted out at the time, hey, we love all the attention, but we're really focused on the soccer team right now. We're not focused on getting a baseball stadium built. We're focused on getting a soccer stadium built. I don't think that the politicians that get elected in Nashville are really all that worried about a baseball stadium. And I don't think they're going to, you know, the offer the bonds and, hey, the taxpayers aren't going to worry about it unless they default. And those same people that are getting elected in Nashville are going to say, hey, what if they default? That's just my vibe of the situation. And I feel like I have a pretty good knowledge base for it. Now, what do you make of the conspiracy theory? Or I shouldn't say that. That's wrong. What do you make of the caller saying that it's already been decided and already been figured out? You buy that or sell that?
I mean, I would be shocked if that is true, but he seems very adamant about it. So I have no reason to believe it's not true other than my own intuition saying, what the heck? Like, that doesn't sound right.
I mean, again, once you say something to me about Nashville's very vibrant, you know, or baseball's very popular in Nashville, the Sounds are very popular because they have an excellent business model. The Sounds have an incredible business model. Tickets are not expensive. They have entertainment for kids. They have entertainment for baseball fans. They have entertainment for young to middle-aged people. They have entertainment for old people. It's a perfect business model. Great weather, nice area of town. Like, they've got the perfect business model. That business model changes once tickets are $200 a piece for the Yankees. That business model changes. And again, I know what moves the needle in terms of what people are talking about sports-wise here. I see all your texts and your calls. We'll get right back to them. 615-737-1025. Stillman and Company's delivered by TriStar Moving, because I do want to get your say on this. If you guys can give me an alternative to my idea, everyone's, oh, the Murfreesboro idea is a terrible idea. I'm not saying it's the greatest idea. I'm saying it's the only idea that makes any sense to me. Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. You know I love those guys. That's right. They're awesome both here and in Murfreesboro. They take great care of your home, and they can take great care of your home, and they are proud supporters of the Nashville Predators. You see that Hiller logo right there on the ice. Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical tax credits for energy-efficient home systems are back this year. When you put Energy Star certified equipment in your home, you'll earn a tax credit with the IRS. This month, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical is helping you keep more money in your pocket by doubling your tax credit when you purchase select new HVAC systems or tankless water heaters. They're also offering special financing, so you make no payments until next year. Visit happyhiller.com for all of the details. As always, happy you will be, or the service is free. That's right, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. They are my guys. They're proud supporters of the Preds and the Vols. Hiller, call the Happy Face Truck today. Stillman and Company, Jeff Passan in ESPN, I believe, was the one who broke the story about the Oakland A's looking to move that came out yesterday. I'm not sure I've heard much more about it after that.
No, well, it came out yesterday, and they had said that the A's were willing to sell. So I don't really know how much could come out of that, how much more could come out of that.
I do wonder, and I just put it in there, and it says that they are exploring relocation possibilities after MLB suggested it. If the Howard Terminal Stadium proposal is not approved by local politicians. So I'm guessing that that means that they're trying to leverage the, hey, we're going to move if you don't build us the stadium, which is exactly how the stadium that the Rays play in got built.
Right.
Was the San Francisco Giants didn't want to play in Candlestick anymore, and they said, we're leaving. And I believe the Seattle Mariners said with the Kingdome, we're leaving. And
that's exactly how St. Louis got the Rams and how they lost the Rams. Was St. Louis was willing to build a stadium in 1980-something, whenever that was. And then in 2015, they said, no, we are not going to build a new stadium. And now we have the L.A. Rams.
So, but it was a leverage play. And I believe that they built that stadium in Tampa Bay basically to welcome one of those teams, and then they both got new stadiums. So maybe this is all smokescreen anyways, and everyone will get a new stadium. Let's go back to your phone, 615-737-1025. Caroline, what's in the text line?
The text line is a poppin' right now.
They're mad at me, aren't they?
Yes.
Why?
So
Brad and Clark. Give me a consensus. We go ahead and say what Brad and Clark's
felt. So Brad and Clark's felt. So it, I would say it's about 75-25. 75 people saying like the Murfreesboro idea is ridiculous. And some people are saying, no, I would do it no matter what. And Brad in Clarksville is one of those people. He said, I would drive an hour to Nashville from Clarksville. I will not drive. Oh, I actually read this the wrong way. I'll drive an hour to Nashville from Clarksville. I will not drive 2 hours to Murfreesboro. No way. That would be stupid.
I mean, I can't tell you, Brad in Clarksville, what to do. I can tell you this. Rob Manfred is not sitting there in New York saying, what are we going to do about the people in Clarksville? No disrespect to Clarksville. We are
wonderful
very popular
place.
In Clarksville. We love Clarksville. And I would fight for Clarksville. But Rob Manfred's not. I mean, again, if Stuart Sternberg with the Rays is talking about getting someone to spend a couple billion dollars in order to build them a facility that they could play at and then bring his team there, and the people at Clarksville are not on the priority list as to what they're upset about. And I know people are going to hear this, and maybe it's the tone, and they're going to say, Jared Stillman hates us in Clarksville. I do not hate you in Clarksville. I'm just being, you know, realistic about what goes across Rob Manfred's desk. Now, it may get to, okay, here are the areas outside of Nashville. Here's the population count within an hour distance from Nashville that's not within an hour distance from Murfreesboro. But I do believe that Murfreesboro is in the center of the state of Tennessee. That is why Middle Tennessee State University is there. That is why they have the state tournaments, or they did at one point, for basketball and football and everything was in Murfreesboro because it was in the center of the state. Again, I could be talking out of my rear end here, but
I think there is a spot in Murfreesboro or Rutherford County in the exact middle of the state.
Yeah. So, and I don't know the numbers. I don't know what they would look at population-wise, but again, the people of Clarksville, I hate to break it to you, but maybe not up on Rob Manfred's priority list. I'm sorry it sounds so callous. What else?
Another texter said, what about that eyesore of a junkyard just south of Nissan Stadium? Could share Nissan's parking, and it would beautify the downtown.
Call the Titans. Tell me how that works out. Call the Titans. Call Titans, see what the Titans say. Then go call John Cooper and see if he'll go ahead and pay all the money to get rid of that and see if he'll pay the money to build a baseball stadium. And then once you get the Titans to say okay and you get John Cooper to say okay, then we can have a discussion. But until you get them to say that, I don't see it being a possibility. Here's the other thing. John Cooper just shook down Nashville SC in order to get the soccer stadium built, which, I mean, at the end, he did win money for you, the taxpayer, by making Nashville SC pay more money in order to get the soccer stadium built. But I don't think Rob Manfred and those guys at Major League Baseball look at that and say, we can't deal with Tampa Bay, we can't deal with Oakland and that area, so now we're going to go to Nashville and deal with the same kind of politicians that aren't going to build us a stadium. Again, Portland saying, "Hey, we want to build. We want a team." Vegas saying, "Hey, we want a team." Yeah, they want to go where people are willing to do it. Like when Phil Bredesen told Bud Adams, "We're willing to do it, but this has got to be an exclusive negotiating window. We're not going to be leveraged for Memphis." So I don't think they want to deal with people that may stand in the way of saying, "Well, you know, you can do it." But Ricky's up next here on Stillman and Company. Thank you for waiting. By the way, Ricky, go ahead.
Hey, Jared, how are you? I just got a little different point. I'm fine with Murfreesboro. I live out here in Nashville. I would drive. I would think it would have to be a National League team for the rivalries that would be built in with the Braves and the Reds. And my other concern is I own a sports memorabilia company out here, and I got to say I sell more professional wrestling items than I've sold in the 4 years of business of baseball. This city really isn't, in my opinion, a baseball crazy city, so we'd be relying more on what we do with the Titans, and that's having out-of-town fans come in, and that's where I'd go with the National League city needing to be and getting the Mets and the Marlins and the Braves and the Reds here.
Yeah, no, Ricky, I appreciate your call. I mean, I still think if you got, I mean, again, if you've got so many people move from Chicago, if you had the Rays, you'd have, I think, what is it, like 6 games or 3 games a year with the White Sox. I'm sure those probably sell out. 9 with the Yankees, 9 with the Red Sox, 3 with the Braves. Like, you're talking about at least a third of your schedule would be for sure sold out. You also don't have to sell out every game. Like, I think people have this belief that if you have a baseball stadium, how are we going to sell out every game? You're not. Just like the Titans don't sell out every game, just like the Predators don't sell out every
game. The Yankees don't sell out every game. It's unrealistic.
Turn on a Cleveland, whatever they're going to call their team, the Cleveland Indians. Turn on a Cleveland Indians game when the team's not very good in July and look at how many empty seats are in that stadium. Turn on the Detroit Tigers. So it's not like the idea of, oh, my God, we can't have one empty seat. That being said, I halfway believe that caller, and I halfway believe the baseball is just a poppin' in Nashville caller. And here's what I believe in. If we had a team, we would care about our team. And I mean, I don't want to say like I fantasize about this idea, but I think about the idea of being able to come in July. And I'm not one of these guys that's going to bash sports talk radio in July. I think that if you've got talent, you got to get people interested. That's your job to entertain. But imagine being able to come in July in the middle of a pennant race, and you're in the same division as the Yankees and the Red Sox, and the Red Sox are coming in for three, and it's like, all right, last night Joe went to the bullpen in the eighth inning. What'd you think? I could not believe he went to that bum Johnson in the eighth inning. I mean, Johnson is awful against right-handers. They've got three guys coming up. It's Judge, Stanton, and LeMahieu, and they're coming. And I do not know what he was doing. Let's take it. I get so excited thinking about that possibility. I think if it was our team, we would love it. I do think that a baseball team would work here in terms of people caring. Team's got to be good, but that's the same thing with everything. I feel like it's a little in between. But the idea that Nashville is some baseball-loving city that just baseball, baseball, baseball. You're from St. Louis. I mean, it ain't the same. And I'm in between in that regard. 615-737-1025 is our phone number here on Stillman & Company. 615-737-1025. I feel like people get mad at the Murfreesboro idea.
I think they do, because I think people who live in Nashville want it in Nashville, and just to have something else downtown, have it in the backyard, have it become an integral part of the downtown Nashville community. And I don't blame them. I think that would be a blast.
Sure, but I'd love to have it in Green Hills too.
Oh, yeah. Do you want it in your backyard?
Sure.
Well, take the pool out. Just add a Major League Stadium.
People don't know that about my backyard.
Oh, well, surprise. but that would be ideal. I don't know if it's realistic in downtown Nashville. I think we've established it's probably not. There are some texters that said, you know, well, how about we expand the Sound Stadium? And to that, I say that's not very fair to the Sounds.
So I've heard mixed reviews about this. The idea that you could add seats to First Horizon Park. I think if you could get it to 20,000, and that would be on the very low end of a Major League Stadium, but I believe that all the revenue, you know, TV is the real revenue maker.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you could get it to 20,000, I think you'd have a chance. I don't know if you can or can't. I mean, I'm not an architect, and I don't know any of those plans. I mean, yeah, you'd probably be telling the Sounds, hey, it was nice knowing you.
Yeah.
We just built your AAA ballpark in Murfreesboro. Exactly. That's the only viable option. In fact, I was, you know, in my second year being on the radio when they announced the plans for First Tennessee Park when Mayor Dean was in office. And I remember hearing that thinking, there goes the MLB team. There it goes. 615-737-1025. We'll get a news update from Caroline. That's next. Stillman & Company. It's ESPN 1025 The Game. I'm still looking throughout Twitter on Titans scheduling leaks, trying to find more. As of right now, Arizona week one, that's been confirmed by the league. At the Jets week four, Buffalo week six, Monday Night Football versus New Orleans week 10, at New England week 12, week 16 versus San Francisco at home on Thursday Night Football. And I'm looking for more, and I just,
I don't see much. We have week four for Sunday Night Football. We have week four, New England at Tampa Bay, Bills at Kansas City week five, week 12, Cleveland at Baltimore, week 16, Washington football team at Dallas. But that is all that I have been able to find for Sunday Night Football.
I mean, I keep trying to look at, okay, so apparently no Jacksonville week three, so we can go ahead and cross them off. They've been leaked somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But I am, at the end of the show today, going to put together what I think is going to be the Titans' schedule with what we know. But it's time for headlines with Caroline.
We're spanning the sports world. It's Headlines with Caroline on Stillman & Company, right here on Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN.
102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
A little bit of breaking news from Adam Schefter. The Packers are signing Blake Bortles to a one-year deal. Now, Benjamin Albright came out and said the Blake Bortles signing has nothing to do with any impending Aaron Rodgers move. It is simply insurance for Green Bay, which is not a bad move.
So I think the Bortles thing's pretty simple to me. Nathaniel Hackett was the offensive coordinator in Jacksonville when Bortles was the starter. He's the offensive coordinator under Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. Bortles played recently with the Rams, which is obviously is Sean McVay, and Matt LaFleur's system is the Rams' Sean McVay system. So I think both guys are probably comfortable with Bortles. LaFleur from the standpoint of, you know, the fact that he played for McVay, and Nathaniel Hackett from the standpoint that he's already coached him. I mean, this is like a mini camp thing. Like, this is, we need an arm. You know, we got 10 receivers. If Jordan Love's the only one throwing passes, what, I mean, how are we going to get enough reps?
If he gets hurt, there's no other guy in that depth chart.
Sure, and it's not even about getting hurt. I mean, that's like to play a game. I'm just talking about who's going to throw the ball in practice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like if you had a basketball team and you had 8 guys, how are you going to practice 5-on-5? You know, you need 2 other guys to get out there, even though they might not be very good. So that's what the Bortles thing is. I think clearly they're not expecting Aaron until training camp, maybe into training camp for Aaron. So this is, okay, how are we going to get the rock distributed? How are we going to get the reps in? And who's somebody we can trust that knows how to practice in the NFL and knows both these coaches? To me, that makes a lot of sense.
And they're showing, look, this is not an investment. Blake Bortles is not, we're not investing in Blake Bortles to be the future franchise quarterback of Green Bay. He signed into a one-year deal. So, yes, it does very much so feel like an insurance sign to make sure that they have a body on the sidelines that can throw the football, because who knows what is going to happen with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, see, I don't even think this has anything to do with games. Like, I literally think this has nothing. You talk
just
about
practice?
The sidelines. I think this is totally about practice. What's next?
So tonight, the NFL Network will air the official 2021-2022 schedule, which we've been kind of deliberating on.
Is it presented by somebody? I was thinking about this today. Like, is it
know.
Like the schedule release presented by Pizza Hut?
I'm sure
because
it is.
If it is, whatever company it is, let's just say Pizza Hut for this year. I bet the executives at Pizza Hut
were
fired
so
up. No, I bet it's the other way around. I bet they were fired up. I bet they were like, yo, this is going to be awesome.
About all of these leaks?
No, I think I think the leaks are just there to make you watch.
That's true.
I think that these leaks
make
are
strategically
care. Placed to drum up conversation, because they want people to, like, right now, I'm more interested right now in the schedule because I can put some pieces together.
And there are a convenient number of holes
right.
that you need to watch tonight to figure them out. Now you're invested in it.
I bet you Pizza Hut or whoever it is that's sponsoring this, I bet they love it. I bet they love this. I bet they, when the NFL came to them and said, hey, we can give you the schedule release show, I bet they were like, yes. I know that sounds crazy, but I do. I would love to know the reaction if they were given something like that.
They have also announced that there will be 2 games in London this year. Jets, Falcons, October 10th. Dolphins, Jags, October 17th. So a lot of rookie
October
star power.
October 17th is what week? So that we can cross Jacksonville off.
I don't know. I just have the date.
I put you on the spot there.
Yeah, you did.
Keep going about the London.
I think week 8 is Halloween, so if you want to backtrack there. So is that week 6?
Yeah, so that'd be Buffalo, so we already know what that is anyway.
Right. So, wow, how about that math there? But a lot of rookie star power in these 2 games. You're looking at the first and second quarterbacks taken in the draft, the first and second picks in the draft, and you're looking at the 4th and 5th draft picks in Kyle Pitts and Ja'Marr Chase, respectively, in the Falcons and the Dolphins. So a lot of rookie star power there. Should be fun to watch in London, across
so
the pond.
The Jets, I think you said the Jets, the Falcons.
Jets, Falcons, October 10th, week
Jags.
5. Jags, Dolphins. October 17th, week 6.
So I wonder what the Jets want for this. The teams that go to London always want something out of the league.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's obvious that Atlanta wants a Super Bowl, Miami wants a Super Bowl, and Jacksonville just always goes over there anyways. What's the Jets play here? Like, I know that they hosted that one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they'd ever put another Super Bowl there. It's like Detroit. Like, Detroit will never get another Super Bowl. They built that one stadium, and they said, hey, if you built the stadium, we'll give you a Super Bowl. Detroit got a Super Bowl. Minnesota got a Super Bowl. They're never going to get a Super Bowl again. What is the impetus behind doing this? For example, the Titans have never done a London game. They go to London, play the Chargers, they get the draft. What is the Jets' play here? That's what I want to know.
Do you think they want the draft?
They've had it for so many years. It's New York.
Like, yeah, right.
I mean,
why do you think that there would not be a Super Bowl there?
In New York again?
At MetLife, yeah.
The weather. I think it was like
freezing.
Nice. I think it was nice that one time they did it, and the next day it blizzard. And I think the league doesn't want to put themselves in that situation. So I wonder, you know, like, to me, obviously the Jets aren't trying to... The Jets aren't trying to relocate.
Mm-hmm.
When teams relocate, they go to London. The Rams went to London a bunch. The Chargers went to London when they play the Titans. So I wonder what the impetus behind this is. That's the one thing I think I would follow is, what do the Jets get out of this? Why would the Jets voluntarily give up a home game? You can tell who wants a favor from the league. If they're on Hard Knocks or if they go to London, they want a favor from the league. Think about all the teams that have been on Hard Knocks. The Dolphins were on Hard Knocks.
The Raiders.
The Texans were on Hard Knocks. Texans got a Super Bowl. Raiders were on Hard Knocks. Raiders are going to get a Super Bowl. I think that this is a, you know, when you want a favor from the league, you do the league a favor, and I want to know why the Jets are doing a favor for the league. For the you scratch my back, I scratch your back. I find that to be a little interesting. Those are headlines with Caroline. Coming up next, at this moment, we know the Titans will have two primetime games. How many primetime games do we think the Titans should get? We'll discuss next. Stillman and Company, we're delivered by TriStar Moving right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. I should tell the fine folks out there to listen to Darren Donick and Chase on Mondays, because T-Mobile and ESPN 102.5 The Game have partnered up to give you a chance to experience the Nashville SC game this season. Tune in every Monday to Darren Donick and Chase for the keyword to text in to win. Good luck from ESPN 102.5 The Game, T-Mobile, and Nashville SC.